Well, the fee for taking blood pressure is the same for everyone. There's no difference between strangers
sure.
and family.
Now, whatever it is, just remember to check the air in Mai Tai's too. Are you feeling better now, Layli?
Yeah, I'm better. I think the injection is having an effect.
Well, that's great.
Look, your blood pressure is high. Do you have a history of high blood pressure?
No, in fact, her blood pressure is always low.
Really? All right, I'll write this prescription. Go and quickly get it, Farzad. Go get it.
Farzad, doesn't she need a CT scan or something?
No, Shiva, I'm fine.
Yes, yes. I think she's just been under a lot of pressure, right?
No, no, no. If you're not better by tomorrow, you'll definitely have to go and see a specialist. Yeah, Farzad, yeah, go and get this.
Hello, Dad. Dad, you know very well that I've never disrespected you. But with what you did today, it's necessary for me to clarify some things. I feel really sorry for you that your world is so small and funny. Even though you've lived a long life and seen a lot of this world, the way that you act is really immature and childish. Actually, it's not your fault, because you've never had any room in your life for love and kindness. Father, you can't buy these things with money. I'm not like you, that you married my mom for money. You know very well that everything you have right now is from my grandfather's wealth. I'm a lot more expensive than you are, a lot. Besides, Layli's a lot more expensive than I am. A billion is a lot for you, but it's nothing for me. Dad, your checks had never bounced like this before, right? I understand how you're feeling right now. You were really insulted, right? Dad, if you don't want to support me, then at least don't insult me. If you can't be a father, then don't act like a stepfather. If you can't be gracious, then at least don't belittle anyone else. If you can't live your life, then at least don't ruin someone else's life. To make it short, if you can't do something, then please don't do anything. It's more respectful for you that way. This is my final word, Dad. Please. I'm asking you, never bother Layli again. Never. Goodbye.
Well, well, Professor Farzad Hatef is coming inside. Hello, how are you?
Hello,
hello, hello. Hello, children, how are you? Oh, Sharam's here too, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Are you well, Professor?
Fine, thanks.
Man, I came here to keep an eye on the kids.
Thank you very much. And what news of Sepeda?
We all went to the amusement park today.
Dad, weren't you in to come home early so we could go to the movies?
Today?
Yes, today.
Oh, what day is today?
Thursday.
Oh, children, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. I completely forgot. I was caught up buying these things and I forgot. Forgive me.
You always say you forgot.
Well, when do I always say it? This is the first time I've forgotten.
It's not your first time. It's your seventh time.
When are you counting from? From when you were born?
No way. From the beginning of this year. Do you remember for New Year's you said that you'd take us for a ride on a telecabin? Then you forgot and you promised to take us after New Year's.
You say it's crowded during the new year, and we'll go when it's less crowded.
Well, that's only two. One movie and one telecabin.
Yes, yes, but it was the sixth time for the telecabin and twice for the movies. You keep saying next Friday, next Friday.
Oh, good job, good job. I really like it. I really like how smart you are. You've gotten very good at maths, haven't you? Very good at maths.
Yeah, your dad wanted to test you to see if your maths is good or not. So what do you think he's going to find?
Is that right, Dad? Are you really testing us?
Well, now it's not a real test, no. I wanted to see how much you pay attention. Look, right now, you're young and you don't understand. And in the future, when you grow up, you'll realize that parents, in order to see how much their children pay attention, they have some methods that, well, when you grow up, God willing, then you'll understand these methods, won't you?
Yeah, you'll understand.
Now that we've passed our test, will you take us to the movies tomorrow?
If you break your promise tomorrow, that'll be 8 times, so we've passed our test tomorrow for today.
Good job for you. But let me see, at school when you take a test, do you get the result right that second, or do you have to wait a bit?
No way. The tests at school are harder. You take tests for the first graders, but I'm in the third grade.
And I'm in second grade. That was for first grade, when they would ask how much is 6 telecabins and 2 movies.
It wasn't a telecabin and movies. It was apples, oranges and eggs.
Well, it makes no difference, son. If you know how to count, then you can replace it with anything.
That's right, yes, that's right. By the way, did you know I'm supposed to go to a higher grade too?
Yes, really?
Yes. Yes, I've gotten these books to read, and when I take my test and pass it, I'll go to a higher grade. I want to become
Shiva
a surgeon.
Shiva said you want to become a specialised doctor, but I said Fazad was just saying something, so it's serious.
Well, of course it's serious. I want to become a heart surgeon, don't
Uncle, I? Uncle, what's a heart surgeon?
Look, Mazia, dear, a heart surgeon, how can I say it? A heart that, for example, when a person's heart is sick, they go and a heart surgeon opens up their chest. Then he fixes their heart and he repairs it. Then he puts it back and closes it up again and then you fix it.
Dad, when you open a patient's chest, don't they die?
No, they don't, darling, no. What happens is they do it in order to get better. And now, where's your mother? Where is she?
She went to Aunt Lely's. Then we'll do our homework so we can go to the movies tomorrow.
That's right. Do your homework. Good job. We'll go together.
So you're becoming a butcher. A butcher and a tailor. You'll cut, then sew it back up.
That's right. And in the opinion of our dear Fazel, I used to repair flat tires, and now, in your opinion, I'll become a butcher and a tailor, won't I? Is that what you think? That's kind
of
you.
Well, I wish you success.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Read. Here, start with this one.
It was really quite a story. Oh, he would say goodness. Something, then wow. I'd say something. It's a good thing we didn't get in a fight, really.
You really got lucky. Guys, I'm going to have to go. Well, you're feeling better, thank goodness,
I'm
right?
Better.
Anyhow, Fazad's going to get hungry and then he's going to start acting crazy. I'll go prepare dinner. Are you better?
Why don't I make something and you can come up and have dinner together?
I've got a bunch of food in the freezer. Why don't you come down and eat with us?
No, why would we do that?
Why
shouldn't
no
we
way.
Go downstairs? What do you have for dinner?
Well, we've got some stews. I'm sure you'll like some of them.
Yes, well, that's really great. Then sure, we'll come. Why are you acting so shy, man? Shiva's sensitive. She'll be offended.
No, I won't be offended at all. Why
no
don't you
way.
Come?
Why are you pretending? You'll be offended.
We'll go.
We'll take it out on Fazad.
Fine,
yes,
I'll be offended.
Yes.
I'll be offended. Come on.
We'll come.
All right. I'll be expecting you.
Thank you for
Thanks
coming.
A lot.
Thank you. Thank
come
you
come
for
over.
Coming.
Take care of yourself, Lely. Lely, are you all right? Lely, are you all right? Lady, Fazel, come here.
What happened?
Fazel, go and get Fazel.
Oh,
tell him
no.
to come here now. I said, go
Lely.
And get him. Tell him
Lely.
To come now.
Lely.
Come, Lely.
Oh, I'm
come,
fine.
Lely.
I'm
come.
Fine.
Lely, are you all right?
We immediately took Lely to the hospital in an ambulance. Fortunately, because we got there in time and the preliminary actions that Fazad had taken, the danger had passed. Apparently, Lely's problem was a type of impairment in her brain arteries,
sorry.
And she needed to be treated very quickly and undergo surgery.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh. Are you all right now? Do you have a headache? Do you feel nauseous?
No, I'm better. I'm really sorry for putting you to so much trouble.
No, not at all. What trouble?
What happened all of a sudden?
Yes, all of a sudden.
No, well, it's just, it's because of too much pressure and being tired. For Zeldia, she has to take her medication on time, otherwise it will
yes,
be no use,
I'll
okay?
Yes, I'll put an alarm clock for each one of them.
Yes, it has to be taken exactly on time. It can't be early or late at all.
Sure.
Otherwise, it'll be no use
yes,
at all.
Sure, I'll give them all
and
on time.
And if, God forbid, there's ever any problem or anything, if there's any problem at all, just tell me no matter what time it is, even if it's the middle of the night and we're
that's
sleeping,
right,
okay?
That's right,
wake me
yes.
up, tell me so
well,
that there won't be any problem.
We put you to a lot of trouble, I'm sorry.
Not at all, what trouble?
Lely, do you feel like coming down for dinner with us?
No, I'm not
no,
feeling
no,
well
No,
at
she
all.
Needs to get rest right now. We'll give Fazel her food to heat up for her, and she can eat it then.
I'm
it,
really sleepy.
It's because of those injections, and right now you just need to get some rest. Lely has to get some rest
yes,
right
yes.
now. So we'll be going
all
now,
right.
okay?
Lely, you want to get some rest?
We're going
to Shiva,
go.
We're very grateful to you.
Thank you very
no,
much.
No, you shouldn't do anything.
Then
goodbye.
I'll give him
I'm very grateful.
Up.
Goodbye.
Thanks a lot.
Goodbye.
Thanks
take
a lot.
Care, okay? Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodness, I don't know what happened there.
Farzad. Farzad. What did the doctor say?
Nothing. He didn't say anything in particular.
No, it's obvious you're lying. Ever since you came out of the doctor's office, you've been deep in thought. Farzad was suspicious of you, you know.
Well, that's just it. I didn't want Farzad to find out.
Why is that? Is it serious?
There's a problem in Layli's brain, and if she doesn't have surgery, well, then it's possible that things could... I don't...
Oh, no. Does she have a tumor?
Let's go inside and I'll tell you.
Oh, no.
Come on.
A professor asked his students, "In your opinion, what makes a person beautiful?" One said large eyes. The second one said being tall. Another one said soft and radiant skin. At that moment, the professor took out two cups from his briefcase. One of the cups was very expensive and beautiful, and the other one was plain and made of clay. Then he poured something in each of the cups and lifted them up to the students and said, "In the colorful and beautiful cup, I poured poison, and in the clay cup, I poured pure water. Which one would you choose?" All of them simultaneously said the clay cup. The professor said, "You see, when you found out about what's inside the cups, their appearance became irrelevant for you. It's too bad that what's inside of people is revealed too late."
From the way Farzad was acting, Fazl realized that Layli's illness was serious. But there was one thing that was strange. The fact that he didn't ask Farzad anything. Nothing. He didn't even show any curiosity. From the moment that Layli's doctor, who was a neurosurgeon, and also happened to be one of Farzad's professors, asked Farzad to go and see him alone, Fazl became really strange. I expected him to insist on going into the doctor's office with Farzad, but he occupied himself with the hospital's water cooler. While his hand was severely shaking, he tried to make it take hours for him to fill up his cup. Even afterwards, the way he was acting was strange. If someone had seen us at that moment, they would have thought that the person who knows something and is hiding it from everyone else is Fazl. It's as though he didn't have the courage to hear it that night, and he was buying time for himself. They say the best way to realize if you love someone is to find out that you might lose them. That's when you know if you love them or not. If you think that you might lose the person one day and you still don't love them, then you shouldn't waste your time with them. But when the thought of it makes your heart shiver and you become flustered, that's when you know you're in love. Good for those people that don't need to think about such things in order to know they're in love. But I really feel bad for them if the day ever comes that they think they might lose the person they love. And even worse, that it's gone beyond just thinking, and it's possible that they might lose the one they love at any second.
Fazl, I wanted to tell you something.
Listen, Farzad, you never miss those pigeons of yours, do you?
The pigeons? No, the truth is, I never even think about them anymore.
Uh-huh. Really? Not even for a second?
Yes, really, not even a second.
You know, you're really an unemotional person. With the love you had for the pigeons, I thought you'd never stop thinking about them.
No, it's not. It's got nothing to do with emotions. Look, a love for pigeons is like love when you're a teenager.
Uh-huh.
Take me, for example. When I was 17 years old, I fell in love with one of the girls in our neighborhood, and I thought that my life wouldn't have any meaning without her. But now that I'm older, I laugh about it. It must have happened for you as well. For example, recall your first love. How much do you laugh about it now? Now, forget about that. I wanted to tell you something.
Layli is my first love. I don't think it'll ever be funny for me. Like in those movies. Have you seen? They say, you're surrounded, there's no way to escape, you'd better give yourself up. I wanted to change the subject so you wouldn't say anything for now, but we went straight to the point.
No, now, it's not, look, it's not as bad as you think it is, you know.
It's not dangerous?
It's dangerous, but, what I mean is, look, If we take care of it quickly, it won't be dangerous. I mean, it's something that can be treated. It can be treated.
Right now, what do we do? What do we do?
Look, this is a type of impairment of... It has to do with an impairment of the arteries in the brain, okay? And if she has surgery, then she can recover.
Really? You're not lying?
No, no. Why would I lie to you? I've been looking for you for 2 days to find you in a quiet corner so I could talk to you. For me to lie to you? I told you, if she has surgery, the danger will be overcome.
That night you came out of the doctor's office. The way you looked said something else.
No, well, yes, back then I just found out, and then even that much was upsetting after all.
No, you looked really upset. It was saying something else.
Man, do you believe what I'm saying right now, or the way that I looked? The way that I looked just said some nonsense and went about its way. What should we do now? We have to decide what to do.
What do you mean, what should we do? She needs to have surgery. Let's get it over with.
No, what I meant was, should we tell her or shouldn't we? Look, I say we tell her that, for example, it's just a minor surgery.
What's that mean? They're going to open up her brain, perform surgery on it, and we'll tell her it's a minor surgery?
No, what I meant was that's what we tell her. It's because if she knew about the side effects and all of that, it's possible she'd get really worried and lose her spirit.
What are the side effects?
It's possible that after she has surgery and all of that, for example, for her to experience memory loss or she might lose the ability to speak. It's possible. It's just possible that it'll be temporarily like that. But, I mean, if she doesn't have the surgery, God forbid, bite my tongue, it's possible that, God forbid, she goes blind or she dies or even something terrible like that.
When I told you the way you looked said something else, you said no!
Good morning!
Oh, hello, good morning.
Where did you suddenly go first thing in the morning?
I went to get some things for breakfast. What are you doing so early in the morning?
Nothing.
Didn't the doctor tell you have to rest?
I'm fine. How much rest do I need?
Give it to me. I'll clean it myself.
Oh,
give it
come
to
on,
me.
I'm fine.
I'll clean it myself. What are you doing? Give it to me. I'll clean it
so
myself.
You're so grumpy.
You just don't listen.
Well, give it to me. I'll clean it myself.
Did I really say it like that?
Yes.
Well, then I apologize.
I can at least make tea, right?
No, you don't need to do anything. Go ahead and get some rest. I'll take care of everything.
Very well. Do it yourself. What does a blind person want from God? 2 eyes to see with. Do it yourself.
By the way, Lily, after your breakfast, get ready because we have to go to Dr. Lusty's clinic.
What for?
For examinations, he said so himself.
What do I need examinations for? I'm fine, I don't have a headache.
Oh, man, Lily, just once we want to make use of my cousin's chit and get a free examination, you won't let us. Just say yes.
Yes.
All right.
Whatever you say.
All right, thank you.
Then call me.
Yes, definitely. I'll call you when breakfast is ready.
Sorry, thank you
not
very much.
Not at all, after you.
Go.
Fazal, did you bring my pills?
Yes, I brought all of them.
Thank you very much.
Hello? What's the news? What's happened?
Nothing. The gentleman got an urge to crack open my skull with a hatchet and a hammer.
Well, she's supposed to have surgery this week, God willing.
It's just a minor surgery. Some of the arteries in her brain are clogged and they're supposed to blow them open.
No, she's going to be fixed with a simple blow. Her brain needs an air
pump. You too.
No, but God willing, you'll have good surgery and come back fine.
Yes, God willing.
Well, come inside. I've prepared lunch.
Hey. No, it's all right. We won't trouble you. We'll get embarrassed.
Why?
No way.
Yeah, you really get embarrassed. Come
inside. So what's for lunch anyway?
Of course.
Man, that's really...
I forgot to get... what is it that...
What?
Doug. I forgot to get Doug.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Take this,
yes.
Right
back. No, thank you.
Excuse us.
Be careful,
all right.
Inside.
Yes, definitely. Right, now, what does it mean that she has to be admitted for a few days and they'll do the surgery several days later? Well, why don't they operate on her soon?
Well, no, it's not an emergency situation. She has to be admitted so that they can perform some tests, and she needs to take some medication before the surgery. It's good. In the meantime, we'll have to come up with the money, though. That's something we're just going to have to do, I think.
By the way, how much will the surgery cost?
Close to 70 million.
70 million?
Yes, Tomans. You don't have insurance?
No.
I mean medical insurance.
No, I don't.
You don't have any? I don't know. For example, I mean, do you not have someone you could borrow it from?
Who do I have besides you?
Well, you know what my situation's like. I don't have a thing at all, but, you know, someone who could, maybe. We'll have to, I have to go tell Uncle then, huh?
No way, man, no.
No, I'll say it's for myself. I won't tell him it's for you.
No way, Farzad. A few years ago, you wanted 3 million tomans, and he thought for 3 days about how he'd give you the runaround. Your doctor buddies, is there any way any of them could help to lend the money? I'll pay it back.
No, no, it's not about that at all. Look, if I were able to borrow from them at all, then I wouldn't be sitting on a bike with you and becoming a motorbike doctor. You know, there really is only one person who can help us out.
Yes, I know. Well, for Layli's sake, I'm willing to do anything.
No, no, that's the right thing to do. Now, for example, during a certain period of time, he begrudgingly gave me some money, and that's not a problem. It's no reason for us to not ask him again, huh? I mean, after all, we are talking about a person's life here.
So, what should we do? How should we tell him? I'm sure if we tell him it's for Layli, he won't give the money.
But we won't say it's for Layli. We'll say that it's for you.
No, no, it won't work.
No,
like
why?
That.
Why won't it work?
No, no,
no
it won't
way,
work.
It will.
Son.
Why wouldn't
no
it
way,
work?
No way, man. I know him. He's my
no,
dad.
No
it won't
way.
Work.
It's just for the reason that, you know, for example, the fact that he's your father. He'll want to. You're not a
no.
father, so you don't understand. You don't. Parents,
look,
with regards
look,
to their
look.
Children, we'll say you've got a disease that's difficult to treat and you need the surgery or you'll die.
Well, man,
he'll definitely agree
man,
to do
until
it.
Until he becomes
a
sure he won't do such a thing,
no,
Farzad, I know him.
No, it's just that, well, what I'll do is I'll go and get a proper and correct medical file and I'll bring it to him and that'll prove that you're very sick. Is that good?
Farzad,
all right?
Dear, as soon as it's proven to him that I have the disease, he'll take me by the hand and take me to Bezeskian's hospital and lay me down on the bed and hand over the knife to the surgeon and tell him to open me up. Then what
no,
the hell am I supposed
no way,
to do?
No, he won't make it that hard. He's my uncle and I've known
my
him for many
My dad will make
years,
it exactly that hard, Farzad. He'll make it exactly that hard. With my dad, we have no other choice but to be honest with him.
And then you know what his condition will be.
Yes, I know.
You mean you will agree to it?
There's no other choice. I have no other choice. Farzad, will you do me a favor? Tell Shiva to come up with an excuse to take Layli out of the house this afternoon and have them go out somewhere. Then you give my dad a call and tell him to come over so I can talk to him.
And do you think we should talk to him over the phone, or would it be better face-to-face?
No, don't say anything to him on the phone. That's why I'm asking. He should come here so we talk to him here.
Oh, it's Shiva.
Huh?
Oh, we forgot to buy the doog. It's been an hour. Get up. Hello, Shiva, dear. Hello. No, we're on our way.
Dad, you know very well that I've never disrespected you, but with what you did today, it's necessary for me to clarify some things for you. I feel very sorry for you that your world is so small and funny. Even though you've lived a long life and seen a lot of this world, the way that you act is really immature and childish. Actually, it's not your fault, because you've never had any room in your life for love and kindness. I'm not like you that you married my mum for money. You know very well that everything you have right now is from grandfather's wealth. I'm a lot more expensive than you are, a lot. Besides, Layli's a lot more expensive than I am.
It was just a reminder. After the things you said to me, do you really have the nerve to ask such a thing of me? Then you agree that what I did was wise, to have married your mother, who was very rich. I've never been in need of anything. And if a disease or anything came after me, I wouldn't have to wonder what to do. And I've never had to hold my head down in my life.
Uncle, I say that now's not the time for saying these things. Bazel made a mistake and just said something, and he regrets it right now. He told you.
I didn't say anything insulting for me to regret it now. Everything I said was the truth.
The truth is that you can't maintain your family's dignity. The things you do are wishy-washy and unprincipled. You never appreciated all the things you had in life. You don't know how many people there are that envy such a life. Right here. His biggest wish in life is for him to be in your place. Am I lying, Farzad?
No, yes, what you're saying is correct.
This poor thing has studied. He's done everything he could. But he doesn't have a fraction of the things you do. Just look. Just look at how much hardship he goes through just to be able to keep the stomachs of his family filled.
Thank you very much. I thank you for worrying about my life so much, but we're not talking about me now.
No, let me clarify it for him. Let me tell him that he never considered the good fortune he had in his life.
I suggest that we put aside all the hard feelings, Uncle. Let's just imagine that Layli is a stranger whose life is in danger and who is in need of your help, and you do these kind things a lot for people. You do so many kind things for people.
What kind of things?
You do a lot of charitable work. I know all about it. You're very active when it comes to good deeds. Just think that a young woman is in need of financial help, and you wouldn't want, just for the sake, I mean, because of financial need, for her to be put in danger. Just think that she's a stranger, and then help her as if she's a stranger.
If she was a stranger, then I would have.
Thank you very much.
If Fazel divorces her, I'll pay for all the costs of her surgery.
Don't you think that you're making it a bit too hard now? Don't you think it's just too hard?
That's what my condition is. If Fazel divorces her, then I'll pay for all of her costs on the condition that he divorces her.
All right, I'll accept.
You accept? You mean you'll divorce her?
Yes, I'll divorce her.
You made a very wise decision, Fazel, dear. Well, in addition to covering the costs of her surgery, I'll also buy a house for her, so you won't have a guilty conscience.
No, anyhow, if I'm going to divorce her, I'll have to give her a marriage portion as well.
How much is her marriage portion?
1,000 gold coins.
1,000 gold coins?
Yes.
All right, then. Well, to hell with it. I'll pay that as well. Just remember, I'm doing all of these things for my son.
Yes, yes.
You have to appreciate the life you have. You have to appreciate your parents. Do you see him? Farzad, he's your cousin.
Yes.
I'm using you as an example. I want you to know that even those closest to you don't care about you as much as your parents do care.
Yes, yes. What you're saying is correct. I've told him many, many times that he won't understand until
now,
he becomes a father.
Now, honestly, how much do you want to be in Fazel's place for just a day? I'm just using you as an example. It's because I don't want to talk behind anyone's back.
Yes.
No, not at all. It's perfectly fine. I'm just so happy that I was able to prevent you from backbiting.
Good for you.
It's just I'll text you my account number, so if it's no trouble, you could deposit the money for me today.
What for?
Well, because of the examples you gave today, I'm feeling a little bit down, and I need to go to a therapist for a few sessions, you know?
And he's your cousin?
Yes.
You see? He doesn't do anything without getting paid for it. Nothing at all. No one does anything without pay.
No, Uncle, I was just joking.
He was joking.
Okay?
Just know that only a parent thinks about their child.
Yes. You said so.
Now, when will she be admitted?
She'll have to go and be admitted to the hospital tomorrow or the next day, but before she's admitted, we'll have to deposit some money in the hospital
account. That's taken care of. I'll deposit 30 million turmans in your account so you can take care of the preliminary
work. Sure.
It's just that you should be aware that I'm not going to back down.
That's right.
You know, one day before the surgery, you'll have to finalize the divorce. One day before.
Sure. It'll be done.
Good job, good job. Oh, what Fazel has done is really praiseworthy. I'm very proud of him. That is true
you,
love, that.
It's these things that you've been saying that you've brainwashed him.
Me? Ah, Uncle, he'd already gotten married before he
now
even
whatever.
Came here.
I'm just saying that you need to come home today. Your mother misses you a lot, my boy.
Yes, yes. Please give her my regards. If you don't mind, I'd like to spend these final days with Layla.
How sweet. He wants to say goodbye and all of that.
Fine, stay with Layla.
Layla.
Do whatever you have to. Now, whatever.
Goodbye.
Well, goodbye.
It was kind of you to come.
He really destroyed you with his biting remarks.
It's all because of you. You know that, don't you? You know that if back then, when he'd made that cowardly offer, if I had accepted it, it wouldn't be like this right now. I was really stupid. I was just so stupid.
But you acted like a real man. What you did was right. I'll make this up to you.
You don't need to make up for it. I'll make up for it. Now, do you really want to divorce her?
Well, yeah. Otherwise, he won't give me any money at all.
Oh, now how are you going to tell Layla?
I don't know. I really don't know. She'll be really upset.
Oh!